write my fiction for the evening news. The facts don't make the story. It's what my bosses choose. Did you ever think the truth would lose? Read my scripted views. Need an idea advanced? Got an army to treat cruel? Don't worry, baby. I'll fix your sinner soon. Just point me to the highest bidder. Turn us on and watch me. Lion in the morning, lion next to noon. You're trained to hear the TV, except it all is true. We know you love our twisted views. Watch our fictioned news. Station after station, when the night hour is near, the lights go up, the actors appear. Different theme songs ring, the same in your ears, it's time for scripted view.
She'll kill you if you second guess. Need more scripted views.
man in the morning lying next to noon. You're trained to hear the TV, accept it as all true. Love our twisted views, watch our fiction anew. Go back to sleep, pretend we didn't talk. You breathe a word, I'll outline you in chalk. You have no idea how much we hate you. Leave me, don't stalk, so I'll see you in the next scripted news. Sick of it by now, and okay, trying to get that plugged in and you know, up and running. I started this pod out of a sleep. I began in what amounts to bed, and I kind of had that longer song on so I could gather up an Illy Cafe espresso and get Trish involved in her iPad so she could get into the chat room. And, you know, it's really funny. I was pretty honest yesterday about, you know, pretty honest, probably just brutally honest about, you know, the wonderful, there's like this wall. Okay, let's call it a technology wall. And there's this, there's this, future that does involve advanced technology. And I'm not saying of a heinous kind of, you know, blueprint, you know, the sort of evil mark of the beast, Bill Gates type of thing. That's all backwards. That's like treating people like cattle. But the human being has this potential. And we're coming into a time where that potential will be utilized. It's almost as if we can't realize it unless someone hits a button somewhere and then we all realize it. You know, we have been told by the media that we're no good. We've been told by the think tanks that we're no good. We've been told
by the Bible that we're no good, but that we're fearfully and wonderfully made at the same time. Kind of a, if you don't work that one out with your Sunday school teacher, you're going to have some problems later on. Called multiple personalities from trauma-based abuse. I feel today marvelously detached from their reality they keep trying to feed me, because it really has nothing to do with me. I pray for the people that were just ready to open their businesses, and you know, they didn't understand the fact that the pandemic was fake. You see, the reason we have riots is because the pandemic didn't work. What do I mean by that? I'm talking about from God's perspective. The pandemic was supposed to wake people up to the hoax of what it was. It was a massive psyop, a massive a controlled experiment to see, you know, to take a lot of data, obviously, a ton of data, what people would do and not do. But the people, if I had to leave the state of New Mexico because the people there, well, I had work to do, but so that precipitated leaving. But the people there really not just bought into it, but are very, very, you know, because they're kind of backwards there. They're very, very fearful. Well, they think they're progressive, but progressive really means regressive in the ultimate scheme of things, right? Progressive is regressive. You know, up is down, down is up, right? So progressive means regressive. It means programmed thinking. It does not mean free thinker. Free thinker are usually labeled one of those awful labels they to give you to stop free thinking. You know what I mean? Like you're selfish, you're racist, you're this, that, you know, whatever it is, you know, to stop free thinking. What they want is the rote robots. And the human being was never meant to be one of their robots. Now, ultimately, the cause of this, this occupying force, is other than human in origin, as you know. And it manifests as, you know, in folklore as a dragon. It's sort of interesting, we had the dragon, Elon Musk dragon lift off into space, the acknowledgement of a dragon. And the coordination, can you imagine how far ahead these people are from the bulk of stupid society? Do you realize how much planning would have gone into, say, dropping the bricks off in specific locations, the pallets of bricks, to be ready for the rioters ahead of time? In many cases, a week ahead of time. And in many cases, then the planning went a lot longer because those bricks had to be paid for and trucked. In other words, there's a lot of logistics involved, a lot of planning involved, which is going on without anyone knowing it, because the media won't tell you you're the subject of an experiment. You're the subject of a game. You're the subject of game theory. You're the subject of, this terrorizing gang stalking, which is high tech at the moment. And, you know, like they have all your addresses, for example, and they know where you are. And they will target you just based on a response on Facebook. So that means you're probably all, you know, and I just got kicked off Twitter. I tried to look at my tweets to see if I did anything wrong. I didn't do anything wrong at all. But the account was permanently suspended. So I guess people like me are not really fit to be on Twitter. But if you say kill Trump, you're great. If you say burn this bitch down, you're great. You're gold. You say burn down the country, you're gold. Because as I told you yesterday, the billionaires are really paying for the riots. The billionaires paid for the COVID. They're the ones who are ahead of you. They own all the think tanks. They own all the corporations. They're in a club and you ain't in it, says George Carlin. And that's exactly right. They're the owners. and they feel like they own you. Problem has been, in real reality, they don't... You want to turn this up? My little light. Yeah. How's that? Better? In real reality, they don't own you. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. Your attributes, your form, your mind, your cognitive processes, your personality, it all comes from the Creator. They don't have the right to touch you. If they do, it's a violation. It's rape in God's eyes. You can rape someone without even touching them. You can rape them just by speaking words to them that are not true. You know, raping their ears. In other words, assault. And the riots are the assault, again, to make people comply. The COVID-19 was, you know, not just a sad, it's a failure. The riots, look at the riots as a punishment for the fact that many of you would not, and this is congratulations, many of us would not see it the way they wanted us to see it. And so they had to bring in the riots because you just won't be tamed. And so, you know, in other words, the COVID was a new way of life, right? Now, the media is your enemy. The media is the enemy of all humanity. The media is run by them. It's based on AI. And it is a tool, you know, like trauma-based conditioning is what the media is. It's a tool to condition, to make people give up, to make you think you're worthless, to make you think you don't make a difference, to make you think that you can't handle this. Now, if this was any kind of, you know, near reality, the media would not be allowed to do what it's doing. You know, if this was a place that was human-centric, run by humans, etc., they would never be able to have such anti-human messages. The riots are already a failure because in this planet, we reap what we sow. So if you sow violence, and especially looting type violence, the vibe on that, the karmic blowback on something like that is that you will reap eventually jail, trouble with the law, law enforcement. You will reap that. You will not reap a utopia world. And if it's a war and it's based on deception and lies and it's not based on any kind of ideal other than to burn it down, then the people that are burning it down will be burned down themselves. And it's just their cause, whatever their cause celeb will fail. You know, it's about time to grow up on things like, you know, your celebrities are not your friends. I guess you know that by now. Your media is not your friend. And you say, who are these humans that are occupying the role of celebrity and human? They're just roles. They're just masks that they wear. They have agreed and given consent to the world system as it is, to the experiment. You are the target, and they're the ones shooting the arrows at you. They are your enemy. They're not your friend. It doesn't mean, you know, retaliate against the enemy or, you know, hate the enemy even. It doesn't mean anything like that. It doesn't mean, you know, become a man of hatred. It means, you know, when you're praying, though, to keep that in mind, that God needs to protect you from your enemies. Which he does. Thank you very much, Lord. See, that's the only place I draw hope, is I have the Lord guiding me. Especially now that, you know, I can't, you know, get around like I used to and things like that. So I'm kind of, you know, at the mercy of the elements a little bit. So I need, you know, I get dizzy and sometimes I, you know, if I don't watch it, I could fall and things like that. They're very things that happen, you know. And so one must be cognizant of, you know, I mean, little dangers like, you know, self-inflicted wounds, being too tired, being, you know, being overly worried about things, being hateful. You have to really watch being hateful. It really is a time to really, and not in a narcissistic way, but in a way as if you're a second or third person, to view yourself, to keep yourself in check during this time when they're trying to get you to react, to make sure that you don't react to a delusion. Because what they have to offer, you know, that coffee is good, what they have to offer is, it, you know, renders you a little more than a lab rat. If you buy into their news media, you know, their news stories, if you buy into their one way or the other about, you know, defending Trump or taking up the cause of Trump or one way or the other, they use Trump to divide. They use the COVID to divide people between mask wearers and non-mask wearers, which is the most hilarious thing I've ever seen. If it weren't so sad, it would be funny, but it's very sad. So the COVID-19 purpose was mind control and obedience through fear, and it didn't work. People got onto it. Some who were courageous were able to shuck the mind control, you know, to stop believing in it, to realize that it's the stories of the Wuhan stories were all fabricated. And in Italy, they're now saying that most of the people that died were old people. And, you know, they're correcting their stories now. It was all an illusion. It was the German study has come out now to verify what I've been saying all along. And it's not that I'm that, you know, it's not that I'm smart or anything. It's really, to me, my conclusions about the whole thing. I already had the conclusion before I even saw one news article. On day one, you'll recall on the Zaf report, you got the whole, I laid out the whole program. And I told you what I thought it would do and what they would do with it. You know, there was a place we're looking at for possible film location in the future, and they're still locked down. I understand it's going to go till October. And anybody that disobeys, I don't know, they shoot them or something. You know, is that the Philippines and you know, the Singapore, Philippines, Indonesia. And I'm like, yeah, well, okay. So we have very backwards people. Very, you know, suspicious. Very, people very well trained to be obedient and are doing what they're told, but they're doing what they're told worldwide. And remember that the attack of the worldwide scourge is happening ahead of you in time. So for Indonesia and Southeast Asia, you know, and other countries, etc., and around the world, Europe and Africa, and they, Africa, they actually openly were rejecting the mind control, which is really interesting, right? And they weren't buying it because they realized it was a global psyop. But to do something like that, do you realize how many years it takes to plan something like that? And they let it go, and then because they saw people were seeing through it, they didn't work according to plan. They didn't get their checkpoints and their Nazi whatever thing they want to do. So they then bring you the riots because they have control of the inner cities, because the mayors and the governors of those states and those cities are beholden to these global forces and not to the United States of America. I think Trump believed at one point that there was a United States just like we did. you know, that there was a Congress and a presidency, and that the president could actually save the country and so on and so forth. And I think a lot of our existence has been fighting off global evil, in other words, the takeover, the big takeover. And, you know, it's not the haves or have-nots. It's the billionaire class wanting to enslave and make peasants out of all people who will be obedient and compliant. And that's just not the problem in their thinking, and with the think tanks and with all the trauma-based mind control that they've applied. It's not working because God never made people to be like that. He never made people to be the creation of Bill Gates. He never made people to be the creation of Governor Cuomo. He never made people to be, who also, by the way, in cold blood, killed a whole lot of old people. You're talking a mass murderer who's murdered many thousands of people by not just sticking them in the old folks' homes, but also I understand that COVID was spread around in there, in these homes, to get the numbers up from coast to coast, with the full participation of the mayors and governors. I mean, certainly the governor of New Mexico participated in it and used the old age deaths as COVID deaths to keep New Mexico locked down. Now, New Mexico, you know, there are some people actually awake there, very, very few. But by and large, it's mainly people that are very, very ignorant and they believe they're progressive, and they believe that the riots are going to lead to a new day. Your celebrities are not earned, they're made. And they are beholden, just like the governors, just like the mayors, to their global masters. And so they will then, you know, kowtow and call for more rioting. And, you know, that's why a guy like a celebrity, a very privileged guy who doesn't really deserve it as an actor, in my view, John Cusack. I mean, he's okay, but, you know, it's kind of hit and miss. He sits there all day long saying incendiary things about, you know, basically getting people to storm the White House is what he wants. Yeah. And so does Michael Moore, right? And they're calling for it every day with the full endorsement of Jack Dorsey, another spoiled billionaire who is on the team of the overthrow of America so that these guys can move in, buy it all up for themselves, and then enslave you. That is their plan. And they think you're stupid, of course. Well, most people have acted like my state, New Mexico, people are literally stupid. I think they're dumbed down. I think they got stupid by being obedient, because progressivism is all about obedience, and it's anti-free thought, right-wing extremism is all about obedience as well. Either extremely right or extremely left, each one is about obedience to something that's a complete delusion to begin with. We're not meant to be extreme left or right. We're not meant to be left or right at all. We're meant to be conscious, free-thinking, free-will beings that have incredible potential to be able to understand to be able to actually understand God in the universe, because that's what God desires. He wants to show us all that. He wants to open those doors. And, you know, he wants to open the doors to, in my view, to potentiation of the human race, not keeping it diluted, you know. But there is this situation that God has allowed because of, the fall of man, the misuse of free will. And, so now there's a redemption factor involved. Without a redemption, it's kind of like, look at it from the other side. Without that mark of the beast, you can't participate in society. Without being written in the Lamb's Book of Life, you can't participate in God. Why is that? I don't know. And who's marked and who isn't, it's a mystery. I know that most, you know, I would just say most people that are of the Lord have been that way since before their birth. They've always been that. I don't know anyone who's really a good, I do know people in the fake churches who kind of put on the whole Christ thing and the whole Jesus, this whole sort of, I don't know, this whole like identity thing. There are people that actually do that who are tares, you know, but they're wheat and tares. I mean, the Lord tells us this. We get a lot of clues. We get a lot of truth in the Bible about the fact that there are wheat and tares, the fact of, you know, what the purpose of life is, and what to do if you're in trouble or you're frightened, and what to do when you're really, really hurting. Because we're told that to be alive here upon the earth, you will be hurt very badly. You'll be very, very frightened, and you're going to feel like you're alone. And the only remedy to any of that is, as I always say, the Almighty. And I don't say it lightly. It's because it's really true. You know, the one thing that they don't want is to see us lifting each other up. Now, could the people of, I'm always making fun of New Mexico, but could the people of New Mexico change? And I'd say, it doesn't seem like it because of the projection problem. I don't know. Perhaps individually they could. I'll hold out hope for anyone. And I usually pray for any of my enemies or people that, you know, obviously people that were yelling at me. Like, for example, there was a page on Facebook for the New Mexico Film Group. And I said a couple of things, and of course I was told to leave. I was honest with somebody about their makeup job. It's like, how could you be, you know, and I'm like, I just said I didn't think it was all that great. I was okay, you know, but it's, you know, okay. So, you know, so you're there to join these groups. It's just like when I used to be in writer's workshops. What a, because I'm lonely, you know, and I want to be around other writers. And the whole exercise of that was to make sure nobody ever gets published and no one ever sells a screenplay, and to keep people as down as possible. Same thing with acting groups, and, you know, I'm probably the same thing with oil painting groups. And I, you know, it's like, hey, so-and-so's interested in my painting or my screenplay or my, oh, and then you're hated, you know. It's really quite something. But if you want to pursue anything in the arts, you're going to have to kind of, you got to toughen up and go it alone, because these people are vicious. Why are they vicious? Because we're in a fallen state. Because jealousy, anger, envy. You know, I've been working my ass off, and this guy comes along, he writes a screenplay in 1 month. It gets optioned by Paramount. And here I am, having diligently worked for 6 years, and not even a nibble. Well, I'm going to fuck him up, man. Yeah, I'm going to tell him, you know, when it sucks, I'm going to tell him it's great. And when it's great, I'm going to tell him it sucks. I'm going to lie to him about the feedback so he gets confused. And then he won't sell anymore. I'll feel vindicated. Well, that's how evil starts. I'm giving you an example of evil. Okay, so imagine all the people that are rioting. Many unemployed. A lot of people being recruited from various walks of life. Not just all poor. You got professors. You got lawyers being arrested for throwing Molotov cocktails. You got all kinds of diversity. But the one thing is clear, they have hatred in their heart toward their fellow man. They need, you know, it's really toward themselves, but they need to project it onto their fellow man. And they need a cause, like that, consider that like the match and the gasoline. They need a cause to ignite that into something that makes them feel good about themselves. And so they get convinced that by tearing down Well, you'll notice that they never, ever, 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 never, 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 never have a plan to rebuild. You'll notice that the people there helping the store owners to clean up and, you know, to go get GoFundMe sites to raise money to repair the glass that the George Soros soldiers broke, to go through the hardship of cleaning the town up, you'll notice that they never participate. You'll notice that they are never there to build a building. They're never there to build a business. They just, you know, like the COVID-19, the purpose of the riots is the same purpose. The purpose of the riots is to lock everything down, which should have stayed locked down with COVID-19 and didn't. Now, Trump was also caught a little flat-footed with the riot, you know, and he was giving it a chance to see if it was, you know, I don't think he's been briefed or is up to speed on what all this is about on Earth. It's too bad that one of the Trumps doesn't listen to this podcast, because it would help to explain the whole thing. You know, they're weeks ahead of the administration, and months and years. Their think tanks and all that, and the large aspects of the Pentagon and all around the world, the military-industrial complex is light years ahead of any administration. And these things that look like they're organic have been in the works for a long time and you know, are triggered because of various things. And Trump didn't understand that people could be that cold-blooded. I'm riffing now on this, and, you know, this is my opinion. I don't believe he understood that people could be that cold-blooded to launch an attack and shut down the whole global economy, every country on Earth, for an accidental virus that accidentally got out from Wuhan. Then he understood it was intentional. That was the first kind of awakening he had. Then he realized it was... he eventually realized, you know, the level of evil of those that oppose him. I mean, they probably are saying, look, had you just resigned when we told you to with the impeachment, you know, all of this is your fault. You know, you could have resigned and saved all this trouble and your economy and everything. But instead, you obstinately kept going, thinking somehow it was going to work out, not realizing that we're the owners and we own everything, and we own you. It's almost like they're treating Trump like a mad dog that doesn't recognize his master and is biting his hand. You know what I mean? That like this guy needs to be brought into line, like every other president, every other human being on Earth. What the hell's wrong with this guy? He just doesn't get it. It could be that he, like Gates, is somewhat of a savant, you know, and is whatever. But again, they're blaming the entire thing on Trump. In fact, I'm convinced now that they're going to blame anything and everything that ever happens, unless it's good, on Trump. And you know, if he cured cancer, he would be, it'd be like, that's an evil thing to do. That he is such a pariah at this point. And a lot of people say, well, he's the reason all this has come in. Well, yeah, to a certain extent, you're right on that. I agree with you. He is the reason all this has come in at such an extreme and so early. But the effect of it has been, you see what happens with humans. They're not made to become slaves. See, it's not about Trump. It's about that. Trump happens to be president. And whether I agree with him or not, I just think politics is a foolishness at this point. And I really just don't have a, you know, I'm just kind of like observing what I think is going on. The people of Europe are not going to participate in the G7. People, actually, Trump is such a pariah at this point, people don't want to be seen with him, any world leader. And, you know, the Chinese have backed out, not that they're ever going to agree to it anyway, of course not. They're never going to do anything they say they're going to do. But they backed out of paying the farmers to shame Trump, to get Trump, to kill Trump. It's all Trump. Everything's Trump. Now, that's not my belief, but that's their belief. Their entire focus is on Trump. And so they've gone extreme. Now, people that are in this country, and I'm wondering when it will start, but they're about to start defending themselves. So you want to know what's next. That means you're going to have a body count. And that may mean more riots. Because people are, if they say they're going to start targeting the suburbs, if you target the suburbs, you get shot. And of course, that's happening. Of course, last night after Trump's announcements that he was going to quell the riots, they went completely nuts. And, you know, it's completely exacerbated. And the entire media, including people that were friendly toward Trump, like Tucker Carlson, are now blaming Trump for the incendiary comments they made.
Oh, you're kidding me.
And it goes on and on and on like that. Now, I want to separate myself from all of it, including Trump, everything. I'm just really trying to be an observer here. And because I don't really feel this has anything to do with me. I mean, I have prayers for people that they don't get hurt, prayers for people that they wake up, prayers especially for those business owners about to open up again after the whole COVID thing, and they had a business plan to get people back in their restaurant or their bar or something, whatever they had, and maybe they put their life savings into it because they got drained from these awful people that shut everything down. And I think that, you know, then the rioters came and destroyed their businesses. While they left all the big businesses alone. I mean, you know, they looted a couple Apple stores. Well, that's got nothing to do with the Apple Corporation, does it? I mean, they're not going to attack Silicon Valley, are they? Not really. If they do, it would be a psyop, a show. To show you that they're really against the rich. No, the rich is who gets the pallets of bricks there. The rich organizes the trucking and the busing. The rich are the ones who pay them on the street. The rich are the ones who buy their lawyers to get them out of jail. The rich, they're intertwined with. They can't function without the rich. And they know it. It's only the man in the street that doesn't know it. So they may want to just continue. I mean, if you listen to someone like Alex Jones, you've already pretty much thrown the towel in and go, okay, it's on and it's never going to be okay. And it's just going to be, you know, horrible and evil and awful forever. And no. That's not the way it's going to be.
That's not what he said, man.
Well, I can't get into, there's so many people that talk like that. The fact of the matter is this. The human potential is being awakened. Human beings have been far more advanced in the past than they are today. Today, the human being is a little more than a reactionary animal, reacting to things, and not exploring anything in thought or education or any kind of learning, because you need peace to do that. You know, it's understandable. But regardless, there's about to be this renaissance. And I think that's what all this is about, to try to block that. And there'll be advances in, for example, knowing God. There'll be advances in understanding how prayer manifests results. And even words, there'll be an awareness. Picture it this way. In the coming months and years, your awareness will double and double and double and double and double until you know everything. you will just know everything there is to know. Not that you'll be able to speak it or bring it to a pen and pencil to write down an advanced equation or something, but almost on that level. You'll know everything there is to know on some level because the veils are so thin. The line between your consciousness, your separate consciousness, and God's separate consciousness, that breach, is almost, as it comes closer together, as it comes to this sort of nexus point, you will be able to, in a sense, go beyond all of AI, go beyond all of their D-Wave computers and they're trying to open up the bottomless pit and all the rest of the stupid shenanigans they're doing. You'll be going beyond all their obelisks and their pyramids. You'll be going on beyond all the religions, beyond everything. And you'll go so far beyond it all that they won't be able to relate to you. You would essentially be invisible as a person because of the fact of how advanced your consciousness is. Because once you know a few things, you may notice people drop away. The natural state of people is to gossip and complain and rant and rave about something that's happening to them. They don't look forward. They don't see the future. They don't concern themselves with the advancement. You know, that and this thing that's going to happen has been built in by God. It's not up to you. You will just be along for the ride. You didn't create yourself. You didn't create your DNA triggers. You didn't create the triggers that are going to open your mind. All of that is coming. Some people say, well, the pineal gland was calcified and that's the problem. And that, well, that's one problem, but that won't be a problem in the future. That won't be an issue. Because there are other... whether your mind's calcified or not is not going to be the issue about opening your mind. And when the mind is open, you have the human potential. I think it's very interesting to see the spaceship based on a gas rocket, Mr. Tin Can Man, Elon Musk, launching his spaceship to dock with a space station. With a traditional capsule in it, a couple of astronauts, and the total success that was. A beautiful day in Cape Canaveral. You'd see it from Cocoa Beach, from Daytona, I guess, from that area of Florida. And the rocket goes up, and the stage breaks away, and it comes back down to the landing site on a ship. Perfectly. It goes up in docks. 19 hours, these guys got to be tied shoulder to shoulder. It goes up in docks perfectly.
Pretty cool.
And, you know, I mean, yeah, you know, I'm not saying, I just found it interesting to have the contrast of that going with the riots. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a, do you think, No, you're missing another thing. The stock market was also telegraphing the future. It didn't go down 2,000, 5,000, 8,000 points. And the reason it didn't go down is because the fact that it's seeing something down the road. The market looks six months down the road. So the market is saying in 6 months, this will not be an issue. Agreed. It will not be an issue. If for no other reason, the fact that the rioters are desultory. Now, that's a kind of a literary term. It just means, you know, meandering, not focused, not having a goal, desultory, a kind of a rote movement. I need one, too. They are... you know, they have no purpose other than to get paid by Soros and the minions of Soros, and the soldiers on the ground pay them. You know, people don't naturally want to just burn stuff down. I mean, it's this whole Marxist fantasy they have of the Bolsheviks and redoing 1917, which is, if you want to understand what's going on today, what's going on today is a replay of 1917 in Russia. And that's why they're threatening to go to the suburbs, because they felt that one of the big successes that they had was going out to the suburbs of, you know, Russia, out to the farms and the fields, and killing, literally, farmers because they exist. And of course, then eventually, the communism just made everyone poor and failed, as it always does, because really what it is organized evil. And the main thing it does, the main thing that communism does, is it destroys the human spirit. It destroys the human sense of inspiration, innovation, invention, possibilities, free thinking. All those things, you know, they usually bring the psychiatrist. If there's a free thinker that's writing, you know what I mean? Just like people writing books. They used to write children's stories so they could hide the truth in the children's stories in Russian. And all of this thought police are there to quell the nation from free thought, from innovative thought, from thoughts of beautiful things, and to create a George Orwellian nightmare so that people live under fear of tyranny and under tyranny itself. Don't question, go to their little cubicle, do their little job, get their reward every Thursday night, and worship the state. And humans aren't meant to do that. That's all. They're not made that way. They can behave as if they're made that way, but they're not made that way. The human is made to be to explore potential in other dimensions. For example, the fourth dimensional aspect of timelessness, and the idea of being. Not in a limited way, but being in an eternal way. The human being is meant to wonder, to look at eternity. The human being is meant to look at timelessness. The human being is meant to explore dimensions that God has made. The human being is designed to be able to comprehend the vast secrets of the universe that the best scientists cannot seem to understand. The human being is meant to be a master of all sciences and all thought. Did you know that at some point the human being perceives other frequencies coming from other humans, and those brains can align, and the thought consciousness can align, so that all human beings are connected and form the biggest computer ever invented. So it's an amazing thing how backwards Microsoft is, how backwards Apple is, how backwards the government is, how backwards the media is, how backwards education is, how backwards a human thought is, to regress to that of being a baby. To make people dependent and regress them, not progressive, regressive, like in New Mexico, to make them a little more than babies. And why is that? Because people don't take responsibility for their potential. You would hate to live a life where someone says, well, you wasted your potential. You really could have been something, but you blew it. I'm here to say that you didn't blow anything. You've done everything exactly the way you were, that it was planned by God. And this time of awakening, you will awaken whether you like it or not. So you won't fail, because it's built in, it's baked into the cake. And eventually people learn that the inside is the outside. Right? That the key to all of it is within. In fact, the infinite multiverses and spiritual dimensions all exist within, going within. That's why, you know, leaders and, you know, spiritual leaders, gurus, and people are all talking about meditation and Buddhism and, you know, meditate. That, you know, they got onto this idea that going within, there's answers. In the Bible, it simply says, you know, the kingdom's within you. Quit looking around for an answer outside yourself. It's within you. You have it all. You have all the answers. You have every book that's ever been written. You're the author of everything that's ever been written. This idea of separate lousy selves, rejected by God, only good if you pick up a brick and throw it through a window. The ultimate in self-hatred is what these people program our babies up to adulthood to be. Failures in life, failures as humans, and so they're angry and then conditioned to break things. It hurt people. Because they don't know any better, because they don't have anything else. And the vast sea of infinity within them goes unnoticed. Just the comprehension to comprehend beauty from ugliness is gone from people that are obviously very damaged. Now, the people that are running the show, they're programs of programs. You know, all these people are derivative programs. They're all, in essence, clones. None of them are really authentic. The next batch will be the same as the batch before, and so on and so forth. So you wonder, well, who is in charge? Well, the governments are obviously not in charge. Whoever is way ahead in time. Because they can set the whole thing up to happen. And then you stumble into it in time. And you go, oh my God, it must be an organic event. I just stumbled into it. No. Everything is a simulation. Let's look at the people doing the simulating work for us as being, you know, the scientists. Okay? And what the scientists are doing experiments on us, obviously, to try to break our will and to see what will work with our free will so that we would give up God. Even to the extent of creating a vaccine that disconnects you from God in your brain, where they identify where God is, where the worship of God is, which is one of the more ridiculous things I've heard. You live in a place that is so completely backwards to you, and so completely anathema to your soul, so completely, utterly foreign, that you cannot comprehend it. The only way you can comprehend it is if you're a stupid, reactionary, cold blood, no conscience killer. And then you can comprehend it, i.e. get your orders and do what you're told. And humans are not, you know, maybe there is an army of evil out there that's like that, but evil to me means backwards. See, it's like the opposite of evil is live. Live life, you know, eternity, evil, you know, death, stupidity, regression, you know, feral. And so the solution for these riots is really, if you can do it, to divorce yourselves. I mean, if the media doesn't affect you, then by all means, you know, you keep listening. It's like watching a ball game. I can predict it for you. They're going to keep, they're going to go to Trump, and they're going to say, we want you to resign, or we keep burning the place down until you resign. We failed with the impeachment. We failed with COVID-19 to stop you. Now we want you to resign before the election, or we're going to just keep burning this shit down forever. And Trump is going to say, because he's just really not good, because he's had those threats before, he's going to keep going. And so if they want to do that, then he'll just say, okay, well, here's the military, and there'll be a whole muscle thing. It'll be like a martial law thing. And then someone will say, well, you see, Trump helped to bring in the martial law because of the way he's behaved. Well, because what you would have had otherwise is you would have already had medical martial law. We have already a form of martial law with the vaccines and, you know, the potential for doing great harm to people. You would have had, like, another Obama, another George Bush type of presidency where the enslaving of humanity goes full tilt without anything to stop it. So you would have had, and the now euthanasia of old people, which is, shoot, I never thought I'd live to see that. Did you? Euthanasia?
They killed all those old people.
They killed all the old people, but I mean, did you ever think that you, they killed people younger than me? I killed them all. They murdered them. In the name of the United States of America, with our tax dollars, they killed them, all of them. They figured, like good communists do, they're taking the burden off the state. Why should they live on if they need all that treatment and all that care, spending all that money? And so now we're faced with real evil. Part of the reason, too, is you know, you have the United States went decadent. And in going decadent, you know, what happens is that you get perceived as weak, and invaders then come and invade. You know, that's the way all organisms work. And if you don't want that result, then obviously, you know, I don't know that you really have that much of a choice, but I mean, you can repent and you know, acknowledge that, you know, we've gone wrong and we've been selfish, but not virtue signaling. Please don't virtue signal. If you're going to repent, you know, do so on your own without trying to make it some big deal. I was this and now I'm that. I mean, please don't go there. If you want to repent, it's really not just a contrite heart, but it's really a you're looking for change. You want to change because you desire to live more. You desire more life. You realize you're not really getting life the way you feel you should have it. You realize how limited your view is, how limited your thoughts are, how limited everything is. You're barely breathing. You want to see more. You want to have the capacity to love, which you can't do unless you repent. A lack of repentance brings hatred toward other people, not love. You want to love because it's part of your natural instinct. It's like food. You want to love because you, just for the same reason you eat. Anyway, it doesn't do any good to blame it all on us, though, of course, because, you know, we will change as a result of these things happening. I also see that the future doesn't think much of the riots. But the same billionaires and trillionaires that brought you the COVID and then the riots and all this stuff, that bring you all this third-party power from another source, not the government. They're probably unlikely to change. The only thing that keeps them at bay, I'm just going to tell you the real secret of the whole thing. The only thing that keeps them at bay is a child that prays.
Amen.
That is the only thing that keeps those billionaires with all their plans at bay. Not Trump, not the president, but God. And if we trust the Lord, yes, I see that. Well, we trust the Lord. I have to trust Him every day, folks. I'm in danger every day. And it's I think old people in general are in danger every day. Not just me.
And young people.
I used to be young. Now I'm kind of a little bit obscure. I've remained obscure online for a reason. I didn't want to ever be a podcaster, really. I just was doing it because the Lord told me to do it. Just, you know? And so I never tried to do more than that. I suppose maybe I should have built it up. I didn't occur to me. It just occurred to me to talk to you. And I always had the feeling that after I was gone, you know, that these podcasts would be left behind for people to listen to help them not commit suicide when they're 18 or 20 or 25 or 35 even, you know, that would help them to understand that I've been right there where you are. And, you know, yeah, I mean, I started perceiving this other world when I was a teenager. And what shocked me, folks, was that it seemed like every one of my friends had converted over to it. Everyone. And that's the same source that brings you the whole Antifa, they bring you all these programs. Because indeed, Satan, and that's what it is ahead in time. I've been saying this for years. The child of God, though, is timeless. Not subject to the whims of those caught in time. But to get to that point of understanding and realization, one must not be a mental slave to these mental midgets that have billions of dollars. I don't know why being stupid and having billions of dollars goes hand in hand, but it seems to go quite well. You know, I'd rather think someone that observes trees growing has a lot more intelligence than someone that counts, it's a bean counter for the New World Order. The German study about COVID is that it was a flu and as harmful as a flu could bring pneumonia and things like that, like the flu does. I also kind of think that most of us have had it or been infected with it. It's come and gone. I believe that I probably had it last November when I attacked my throat, you know, and it was pretty severe, but it was kind of short in the sense that it kind of came and went. It actually went in about 2 weeks, which for me is pretty good. A lot of times these things linger. But, you know, again, as you get older, you get susceptible to things like COVID or the flu or any of the other number of flus. And I'm trying to drink some water here and keep that at bay, but you know, it is curious, the potential of the human being and the lack of achievement. It is curious that we're still flying in tin cans around rather than portals. That's kind of amazing to me, since the portals are, you know, instant and also include time travel. Wouldn't it be interesting to go back in time, like in Egypt, you know, there's some of those bas-reliefs and some of the art depicts things like jet planes and helicopters and things like that, showing that these people had seen the future. And they thought so much of it that they actually copied what they saw, which was helicopters and planes and UFOs. And the fact that all these UFOs were back around in biblical times and recorded. If you look back at the Vedas, you have a thing called thought ships. Thought ships, in other words, you think and then you go there.
I had one when I was a little kid.
You had a thought ship?
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
It was small.
Yeah.
It was kind of invisible, but I could instantly go out to Hawaii or something.
You could go to Hawaii in the thought ship? Okay, because nobody told you not to have the thought ship.
Right.
Nobody told you you can't think that way. And so you actually had your own thought ship, just like the people of that these esoteric guys that were, you know, written about in the Vedas and elsewhere.
Yeah.
And then they had also hardcore, you know, spaceships, which they had schematics drawn, where you can see actual, you know, and they had their own theory about the Earth, and it, not that it was flat, but it had layers, like the Earth had many different layers that could have maybe represented dimensions. It's been a long time since I've looked into the Vedas, but I mean, it is the oldest, some of the oldest stuff, and there's talk about nuclear wars that have happened back then where cities were turned to glass from the heat and radiation. And so I realize that we also find computer chips that are 250 million years old, things like that. And I realize, you know, wow, all of that just makes me think how far down and how foolish it's been to waste our potential, to not really explore the possibilities of consciousness and of thought and knowing. And things like, you know, thought spaceships, portals, advanced dimensions, advanced things. And I also realize we've been, you know, programmed not to go there because that's what they, your enemy, they go there. They have that technology. They have those portals. They keep you here in your little fishbowl while they have their lives. And who knows? You're talking 250 million years? Who knows how vast their networks are and how what they've become. I don't think we're becoming the singularity, ending human and merging with machines and with computers and such. I believe that happened a long time ago, forever ago. And I believe it's there. Why is that important? Well, let's say you're 65 years old and you'd like to be 25 or 35 or a man or a woman or a man or a robot or a tree. All that's possible. And then you really are a joint heir in Christ. I mean, then you really are in God consciousness. Then you really are not separated from Creator, then you really are seeing what life in every manifestation can be. These are just a few thoughts. I mean, what I'm trying to show you is this vast universe. It's just right there. And we are at this gate. And I believe that gate's going to be opened. And I think it's programmed into our DNA to open. And I think they're trying to prevent it. And I think that's going to cause a lot of people to leave here. Oh, Earth is all about leaving. It's all about leaving. I should put another word. It's all about expansion. Human consciousness is all about expansion. The human brain is all about expansion. The human potential is all about expansion. It's all right there, proven by our fiction writers, our sci-fi writers, our fantasy writers. And they show you things that they imagine, but that imagination, those are pictures of reality that we're cut off from. And, you know, so your enemy really ultimately is the enemy that stops you from being able to think your free thought, that wants you to worry instead. Jesus' entire Sermon on the Mount can be boiled down to one subject, worry. Apparently, worry is the one thing that we do that prevents us from reaching the stars. Worry and fear are the things that we do, rather than trusting God for our protection, are the one thing that prevents us from freedom, that make us listen, that make us do what we're told by man. And I just believe that every human being, I mean, see, now you say, well, how do you know all this? Or why are you talking about all this right now? All this esoteric stuff. Because Jesus informs me. Stupid Jesus. Dashboard Jesus. The Holy Spirit. What's the Holy Spirit but consciousness? Mass consciousness. Vast consciousness. The consciousness. In other words, knowledge of all things informs me. To get people ready for this change, because it's going to happen. What you'll notice on day one of the change, disconnect from everything, news media, everything. But you're just going to suddenly feel like you're as light as a feather as you disconnect from all the concerns of humanity. The concerns of humanity lead to zero, except lead to garbage, lead to the grave, lead to unenlightenment, lead to darkness and not light. The concerns of God lead to light. Aligning with God, his concerns become your concerns. His thoughts are above our thoughts, but in alignment with God and his will, it's like we're thinking his thoughts, or his thoughts are being thinked through us, just like God needs us for prayer. Did you know that the Lord needs us to pray? How many times does the Lord tell you, get on your knees and pray right now? In Jesus' name, amen. That the potential of the human is part of the fulfillment of God, but it's also part of a prayer. That the entire creation is a prayer. We pray in alignment with the Holy God, and what happens? We forget about the material world. We forget about the flesh. We forget about a lot of that stuff. It's no longer important. When we worry and have fear and worry, we get filled with negative emotions, negativity, lust, passion for things that are ought to be left alone, like material objects rather than actual things. There's some people that are obsessed with having a boat or something, a yacht, or having the right car. If you're in LA, you want a car. You want a Porsche. You want a, I don't know all the brands of the cars these days. You want a Lamborghini. You want a Bugatti, right? You want the ultimate Tesla car, whatever. You want one of these cars so you can drive it around the same way you want a watch, a Panerai, a Rolex, one of those. You want something like that. You want the right clothing, Rodeo Drive, right? Right? Personal tailor. You want to be designed. You got to have the right house. You got to have the right party with the right people at it. You're a slave. You're stupid. You're worshiping the created rather than the creator. Now, trust me, I like a nice thing, a nice RV or a nice car that drives, and mainly for me now it's what's reliable, right? Because I just don't have the energy to go running around fixing things. And the less I'm concerned about those things, the more free I am. The more the things control me, the less free I am. I mean, I'm telling you all stuff you know, and it's kind of like a little bit of a pep talk, but I mean, look, if you get caught up in the emotions of the streets and the struggles and all their Marxist ideologies, you become, suicidal. That's homicidal. Tragic. And all these kind of negative emotions fly that keep you from any kind of thinking, any kind of wondering. I like wondering. Gee, I wonder how big that tree is going to get. Or, I wonder how high the tide's going to go today. Why does the tide change? How come it's so many feet one day and so fewer the other? Does it have to do with the moon? You know, I mean, I love all those. Don't you love thinking about all those things? And then why would God create this? And what do you think he had in mind when he created us? He knew we'd fall. It's obvious from the book of Genesis. He knew we would fall. So why did he do it? No, there's a reason. I'm going to just leave you with that. There's a reason that he created us, though he knew we would fall. Well, I used to go to Sunday school when I was a kid. They tried to explain to me that he didn't know we would fall. God didn't know what we would choose. And I'm like, wait, he's God. Of course he knows what we're going to choose. Of course he knew we would fall. Of course he knew the whole story from the end to the beginning, before he even wrote it. So, you know, quit. You're hurting my mind, man. You should be put in jail. You Sunday school teachers should go to jail, a spiritual jail, for retards. For people that are trying to keep people down. Let them have their fantasy. I say with kids, let them play and fantasize and color outside the lines. Let's, you know, let people stop trying to hold them back. So the riots to me are just one way of just holding everyone back. Trying to say, nope, you're locked down, you're going to stay locked down. And believe me, the blue state governors and mayors are going to try to use the rioting to keep people down with the, because the COVID thing wasn't working. And this is like the 1-2 punch. This will keep them down before the election and blame Trump for everything now. He's so far down in the polls now, he could never win, they think. And they don't understand the law of reap what you sow. God is not mocked. Regardless of how you feel about Trump, one way or the other, a lot of people just hate him. They just can't stand him. And that's fine. But let me put this out there. Let me explain to you why he persists. The more they mock, the more they laugh, the more they say orange man, the more he persists. Now that's not on me. That's not on Trump. That's on them. They're creating Trump. They're creating a landslide election. They're creating the very thing they fear, that they say, if that happens this time, we're going to start killing white people. We're going to go to the suburbs. We're going to start killing them, a la, you know, Brother Thomas wrote a song, Violence in the Suburbs. He was imagining that one day it's going to be fought out in the suburbs. It may be. They think, well, that's where they won it in 2017. I mean, in 1917. That's where we'll win it now. Of course, they would be misguided. Because now they've tipped off Orange Man Bad, you know, stupid Trump, hiding a little baby in diapers down in the bunker while everything burns. He's too afraid to come out and say anything. All that talk creates the win. You would think that they would be smart enough to refrain from that sort of childhood, you know, babyish, pedantic mudslinging, because they don't want him to be there in Washington. They want their leader, you know, another Obama. They want, one of these women, maybe, you know, somebody to lead them into the, you know, slowly, step by step, into the, utopia that their Marxist brothers and sisters had seen, into the godless utopia. And I was like, godless utopia? How could there be a utopia without God? Are you going to create it? You're going to... No. Get your own wood. Get your own dirt. You got to be able to invent dirt. Can you make dirt? Can you make wood? You got to... No. Don't get it off the trees. That God made that. You make your own utopia. Can't do it. Oh, you need God then. No, I hate God. There is no God. If you say there is, we'll kill you. Oh, so you kill people that don't follow your lie. I see. In other words, stifle them, hold them back, and then say this is a utopia? When they're truly not free, but slaves and stupid and pedantic and vapid and glib and ridiculous and awful? Nice. They've done enough damage. Lord, it's time to trip the wire now. It's time to let the people out of prison. It's time to let them out and let them make a free will choice. Either to serve backwards or go forwards. Time to make that free will choice. I don't say don't worry about the riots. Obviously, you know, protect yourselves. You know, there already should... There'd be some people alive right now. People would defend themselves. What do you think we have a Second Amendment for? They come into your house with, you know, blazing with guns and knives and stuff. You take them out. I mean, you don't just sit there, right? You fight back, you know, because if you don't, you're going to be dead. I do believe that because they've... Let me give you the real story of how stupid these people are. They were all out on video, and they have cameras in the satellites that can identify you by your eyes, by your pupils. You have to understand something. These people think they wore these masks that would cover them from identification and not because of the COVID-19. Wrong. They will all be identified, and that massive undertaking is going on right now. In other words, you know, the karma dictates that the people doing the mocking are the ones who are going to get into trouble. And they're going to get into trouble legally. They will get into trouble legally. And Brennan, as we always predicted, is calling for more riots. Of course. He wants more riots and more. He goes, that's the only way to bring change. No, he's hiding behind the riots because he's in legal trouble. Because he could go to jail, he could be hung, he could be executed for treason right now. And so that's the game that's afoot, and Trump will say back to them, if you don't stop the riots today, you're all going to prison. Using it as a lever. And they say, if you don't resign today, we're going to kill Whitey. Now, if you die as Whitey, and of course that's going to include Latino, blacks, whites, you know, anyone they don't like is Whitey. So that's going to be this you still can die in the Lord and have your death be a death that's counted. You know, that praises God on your way out. That says, into your hands, Lord, I come to you. I want to be with you, as it says in your word, to be absent from the bodies, to be present with the Lord. That's where I want to go, Lord. I want to be present with you. For real. Forever. And thank you for bringing me home. So while they rage over your dead body, breaking things and ruining things, you know you had a purpose here. You fulfilled your purpose. Your life ended up being one thing. And you stayed consistent with that to the very end because God loved you and showed you favor and you received it and knew it and you couldn't turn your back on that. And so that kept you all your life. Amen. Despite everything they tried to do to you, and everything they tried to take away. So I'd say that's pretty good. Well, let's see if I have any, huh? Music that I'm not... Dun 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 dun. dun 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 dun. Okay, I'm downloading a piece of music. I don't know where the heck it's going. But dun 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 dun. Oh, look, I've got some interesting music here. Wow, I just found some new music here that you may not have heard before. I'm looking at, musically, I just feel like guitar, bass, and drums. That's all you need. You don't need anything else. And, I don't know what you're going to do. I don't know what anyone's going to do in terms of, here you go. There's something that's appropriate. All right, and I will see you next time. I see that, I haven't been here as much. And so things have kind of, people, they need words now, and they drift around. And so it's not really getting hit as much. Traffic's gone down a little bit. But see, I was never here for that, and if it goes down to five guys who are trying not to commit suicide, I'll have a word for you. Thank God a lot of you are, a lot of you are frightened right now of the future, money, lack thereof, gang stalking off the charts, because now they're going around with people's addresses, Did you say the wrong thing? Yeah, a lot of people, gang stalking is mainstream now, man. Yeah, what was a smaller thing, it has a supernatural aspect. You've got to have the protection of the Lord and just see that, nothing else. We'll be right back.
machine one, Apple, take two.